So I've just walked out of the City Varieties after being woken up by the Hyde Park Brass Band. It was a Leeds Bids Next Chapter event, and it was all about planning out the next 5 years, the business plan for the next 5 years of Leeds Bid, and how they can actually really help businesses in Leeds, which is quite unique actually to understand that there's an organisation there that's really trying to understand the challenges that businesses are facing. And it got me thinking. So what I did is I caught up with a handful of individuals from businesses across Leeds in all different sectors to just to ask them one question. You know, what challenges are they facing? My name is Simon McCaskill, and this is the Future Leeds Podcast.
So my name's James Prince. I'm the head of branch for John Lewis in Leeds, have been since we opened here nearly 3 years ago now, and I'm also a non-executive director on Leeds Business Improvement District.
So James, what are the biggest opportunities slash challenges do you see in retail?
I think it's a great question. It's something that is being debated nationally at the moment, and we've just seen the government put some money behind high streets, town centres, city centres. But we can't get away from the fact that retail is changing forever. And the big change that we're seeing is away from physical bricks retail and more into online convenience and the continual march of Amazon, really. So that makes it really tough for physical retailers on the high street. And if we're talking specifically Leeds, people will have seen, I'm sure, more and more empty units popping up over the last year. And some real uncertainty coming in the next 3 months, I would say, with the likes of House of Fraser, with the likes of Debenhams, Jack Wills recently, Pretty Green recently, and so on. You know, the list is endless, really. So the answer has got to be, really, for me, is something that we started doing with the Business Improvement District probably about a year ago now, which is collectively coming together as the main tenants in the city centre from a retail point of view. So Land Securities in Trinity, Hammerson's from Victoria, John Lewis, St John's, etc. And doing events together, events that drive footfall into the city centre overall, events that support and complement some of the other sectors of the bid, so nighttime economy, food and beverage, etc. And we have to start to look more holistically at the offer that the city centre is giving people, because people are shopping in different ways, people are using their leisure time in different ways. And if we continue just to fight between each other, really, then I don't think there'll be many winners. Whereas actually, if we fight together, we have the opportunity to continue to try and make Leeds City Centre as vibrant as possible.
I'm Jane Brodie. I'm a HR business partner working for Equifax.
What are the biggest challenges / opportunities in HR?
The biggest opportunities in HR for me are around this wealth of talent and experience that exists in our society, sometimes untapped. And I think that being in the right place at the right time, working for the right employer that you fit with, is phenomenal for me, because then that can really bring that person to life. And that's the thing that hooks me in to HR. Challenges, I think that the war for talent really does exist, and it is very, very competitive for all different types of roles, some more than others, in that we look for, particularly in our organisation. But the war for talent does exist, and I think that is one of our challenges, and it is how we can attract people to come and work for us, be inspired to stay with us, be the best that they can be when they're with us, and feel that they make a difference where they work. That's our challenge.
Next up, I caught up with Diane Wainwright at Ambition Leeds, a fantastic space providing training and support for retail and hospitality here in Leeds.
So Diane, first question, what are the biggest challenges in upskilling for retail and hospitality?
So I think the biggest challenge currently is, I think it's different for both. I think from a retail point of view, the high street has changed considerably over the last five, six years, and it'll continue to change and evolve. And so therefore, I think there's a bit of apprehension around what or where should people be focusing their efforts in terms of upskilling. What are the jobs that, or what are the skills that people need in retail right now, and how might they look very different in 12 months' time? So in terms of trying to anticipate what that might look like, I think is one of the challenges, and therefore makes people a little bit apprehensive around, so what does that mean for either me as an individual or for my team or my company? And I think there's a bit of resistance at the moment because people are unsure about what that might look like. So that's retail. I think for hospitality, it's about opportunity. It's about getting people to see that there are careers to be had in hospitality, making it more of an attractive proposition. I think getting, and I think it's happening now, I think hospitality, particularly the hotel sector in Leeds, acknowledge the fact that they need to invest in training and upskilling their staff, and there's some brilliant examples of that happening already in Leeds, and I think we just need to start to make that sort of available more wider and raise awareness around some of the training that is actually available, and hand in hand with the upskilling is the career progression and career opportunities that are available. So I think they're the biggest challenges at the moment.
My name's Steve Mason. I'm the head of Leeds Kirkgate Market.
What are the biggest opportunities / challenges that you're seeing in the markets?
So I think a lot of the challenges that we get are the being able to attract city centre footfall, because there's so much competition now with online, out-of-town shopping centres. And I sort of hark back to the pub industry that sort of 10 years ago, people stopped using the pubs because they were buying from supermarkets because it was cheaper, etc. All of a sudden then those local pubs started to close down. Pubs then had to realise what they needed to do to change, and it wasn't just couples going in. They needed to look at attracting sort of families down there because people were time poor. So all of a sudden you see pubs now with family events for kids, bouncy castles, quiz nights. Now they're doing food, etc., all to sort of drag people in to buy beers and drinks. They're all doing kids' drinks, which you never saw in a pub before. You know, it was like orange or blackcurrant cordial. It's all fancy fruit shoots and J2Os and things like that for kids. So for us as a market, we're in a very similar position. We again need to track footfall, and just that footfall for food and retail shopping isn't quite enough for what people want these days. So they want that experience. So we've done a lot of family friendly events. We've recently had the Dinosaur for 5 weeks, where we've worked in partnership with the rest of the city centre. So we've worked with Trinity Shopping Centre, Victoria Gate, all through working with Leeds Bid, and that has drew great footfall. So summer times are a real tough period for retail because people go away on holiday. It's up and down, whereas we've had real consistent flow of people coming in. We've attracted a completely different audience to the market, and we hope that they come back, even if it's 5-10% of those people come back from the experience that they've had. And that's down to our businesses that are in here being able to sell themselves to a new audience. And that is the modern, you know, the modern day challenge of retail, that people have massive choice and businesses have to step up to do something and offer something different. And that's the same for us as a landlord, if you like, as well, to do different things and different activities.
How
Hi, I'm Bella Gamsu, the Work Cafe Director at Santander's Work Cafe on Park Row in Leeds.
What are the biggest opportunities slash challenges in banking?
So banking is obviously massive, massive sector. If I think about the reasons behind Santander opening the Work Cafe more specifically, and obviously opening it in Leeds, then it'll hopefully help to focus it a little bit. So as people would have probably seen on all of the news channels, banks across the UK and probably across the world are having to close their branches because footfall is just massively decreasing. So what we know is that people aren't going into banks as often as they used to, largely because people are choosing to do ease of access through online banking or mobile banking. So that's a massive, massive challenge for banks and for Santander, because how do we continue to build meaningful relationships with our customer base and make them want to visit banks or want to visit our branches when we can't deny the fact that we are having to close some, but also footfall in general is decreasing in lots of them. So Santander's concept, the Work Cafe, comes from Chile, where it's incredibly successful. So there's 40 work cafes in Chile alone, and the concept comes from having a space that engages customers and makes people want to come and spend time in that space, whether it is just for a coffee or to work or to speak to somebody about their banking needs. And the Work Cafe in Leeds has obviously opened on Park Row and provides that exact opportunity. So yes, you can use it if you're a customer. Yes, you can use it if you're a non-customer. If you're an entrepreneur, a startup, if you just want to come in for a coffee, if you want to book one of our free meeting rooms. And the opportunity for us is a way to re-engage with existing customers and to engage with new customers by offering a space that actually makes people want to come in and spend time in there. So we want to make sure we can support people to still open accounts online if that's how they choose to do it, but actually come in and spend time with us. We'll help you to do that. You can have a coffee whilst you wait, and we'll support you through doing that. So rather than having to make the choice of doing an online account at home or through your mobile or coming into branch and maybe waiting for, you know, half an hour for an appointment, actually come and spend time in our space, come and talk to us about what you need or what you want to either develop your business or to further yourself if it's something personal that you need, a mortgage or a loan, and we can support you to do that whilst having a genuine conversation face to face with somebody.
My name's Nathan Bilton. I'm a solicitor with Ward Hadaway Solicitors here in Leeds. I specialise in tech predominantly and telecoms, and also because of things like GDPR, data protection.
Okay, what are the biggest opportunities slash challenges in law?
At present, your competitors predominantly aren't always other law firms. So we had a period where we went through where we had what was called Tesco law, where you had people like supermarkets offering free will writing packages. Not free, but will writing packages and things like that. We have our friends, the accountants as well, continually. Their business model's not to do with just doing your accounts, it's more to do with business services. So therefore they have more encroachment, if you like, into the legal sphere, whether it's having their own lawyers or whether it's offering products and services that touch upon what we're dealing with. So for example, GDPR last year, there was a lot of crossover between us and accountants. And I also think new business models. So the traditional model of going to see your solicitor to draft you a one-off document and then that's the end of it, so we need them again, is changing. So it's offering not just a service but a product, not a physical product, but offering something that's maybe a package of services, or it's a common basis, or it's if you're, for example, if you're a startup, you don't have the money available to be able to just get your terms and conditions drafted. So therefore, packages are being offered to startups to find that next unicorn or to help that business grow as you grow with them as well. And it's coming up with something new that's not been seen before.
So, these are some of the challenges And it's important to know these, because once you know these challenges, you can begin to create solutions. And I guess that's what the next 5 years of Leesbit is all about. But just to end on a lighter note, I asked Jane Brodie at Equifax another question. What changes has she noticed in Leeds? And here was her reply.
So I've lived in Leeds since 2012, and you can probably notice from my accent that I'm not born and bred in Leeds. I'm from a coastal town in County Durham, known as Seam Harbour. And I came to Leeds because I wanted to work in a city, and I've also had a family here. I'm married. I love Leeds. And this week in the press, I read that Leeds is the happiest city in the UK. And I was quite, I must admit, I was quite touched to read that, because I can relate to that, because I feel that Leeds is such a vibrant city with so much to offer. And I really think it's only getting better, actually, in terms of how it's expanding and attracting new employers to come to the region of Yorkshire. And there is something for everyone. And I'm glad I moved here. I have no regrets.